Thanks for tuning in today, and welcome to today's podcast. Your host is Joe Love, a spiritual teacher, sixth sensory guide, and author. Let's get started.
Well, tonight we're going to talk about getting your mojo back, your spark back, you know, lighting that flame again, because, you know, with all the negativity that we're hit with every day, from every time you turn on the TV with the news, every time, you know, you talk to somebody in general, they're negative, they're spewing something, it's just so easy to get brought down. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, I put this this program together is, you know, this happens so easily when, you know, something's disturbing, distressing, or upsetting to us, you know, emotionally harmful occurs in your life. It happens to all of us in our life. You know, everybody, all of us go through it. And we lose our spark. Some examples, you know, if we lose our job, you know, we can lose it. If we break up with somebody in a relationship, you know, we can lose it. You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, if there's not enough balance in our life, if our chakras aren't balanced, and, you know, we can lose our spark, lose our mojo. And, you know, if we get too immersed in those negative experiences, it's just going to bring us down. And when that happens, here's the most critical result of that happening, is we get cut off from our spirit completely. It's just cut off. And let's face it, life on this earth plane, it's difficult. It can, you know, hit us with a lot of things. And it takes a toll on us. And eventually, you know, we do have to get up and we have to get going, but it's not easy. And, you know, to reconnect to our spirit and get our positive, our good vibration energy going again and flowing through us once again. And so if you've been moved to come here tonight, and as I say before, you don't just show up at the meetups with this topic, you're moved to do it. And so if you've been moved to be here tonight, then you might be struggling with something in those natures, you know, that you need to pick up. Some kind of experience has taken your spark away. You know, put your flame down, put it out. And so we do have to go through life lessons. We talked about that so much, in the Akashic Records. You know, so, yeah, it's just, it takes our spark away. So we have to go through these life lessons. They're all learning lessons. We've talked about that. Processing, some of the processes we do have to go through that we don't want to shut off is like, you know, grieving. We don't want to deny our experiences. Some of these things are very important. The power, you know, what we try to do is we have to allow ourselves enough time to assimilate through some of these things. You know, to feel the full range of our feelings, what's happened. But we don't want to, you know, absorb and make it, you know, our whole focal point. And, you know, that's what that does. It disrupts our flow of life, our flow. And we've got to stay in the flow. And so where we get into trouble is when we get lost and we have experience, we create a situation and we get stuck in it. And we just can't move. We get stuck. You know, and you have that feeling like, you know, I'm never going to get through this. Anybody ever had that feeling? I'm just not going to get through this. It's too much. Yeah, I know I am. And, you know, we allow circumstances of life to just overwhelm us and put our fire out. And so in this meetup tonight and in coming meetups, in the next few meetups, what I want to do is give us some techniques to use that I've used, that I've taught, to ignite that spark again. When we feel that way, you can pull that out and really, really, really get up there, you know, so that you can fan that flame of energy that we all need to get to our true, authentic self, to reclaim our joy, to re-experience our optimism, you know, to feel your intuition again, you know, to get back in the flow of life because, you know, no matter what's happened, there's always something good that's around the corner that's going to come. We just have to get to it, but it's there. It's coming. And every experience we go through, you know, as we've talked about, is a lesson. And every experience we go through makes us stronger, you know, gives us the opportunity to become more resilient, you know, and more creative, more resourceful. And in the end, what it does, it helps us be more authentic, our authentic self, our true self. And the key is it helps us live a life that really matters, which is what we're here for. You know, a life that matters. And so if you persevere and you make up your mind that this is a time I'm going to let go of the past and reclaim my spirit, reclaim my life, reclaim my joy, my fire, you'll do it. No matter what the circumstances you're faced with, you will do it. And it's really important in order to get your spark back, your fire back, that you take the time to stop and reflect. for a minute. You know, what put your fire out? How did you lose your mojo? What happened there? Yeah, that's it starts there. And, you know, what circumstances are going on in your life that's robbing you of that spark? What's happening? Causing you to doubt yourself, to drain your energy. And for me, one of the times that I had lost my spark is, you know, my son passed away, and then I had several other deaths, friends and family members, and then it was like a perfect storm. Everything hit me. So I had to deal with that, and then I end up changing some things, and I'm dealing with it right now. You know, with, you know, many of you know that my brother passed last year, and you know, my mother is on hospice, and my sister took everything so badly. She had a drinking problem, so she's now ruined her liver, has cirrhosis. So I'm trying to keep, you know, my mojo, my flame, my spark up there. So all the techniques that we're going to go over are things that I'm using and have used, and they work if you put them into play. And so, you know, I share with you all everything because I want you to understand that, you know, I know how it feels to lose your zest for life. I understand, lose your joy. You know, you get thrust into grief. You know, you feel out of control. And so you stop for a minute, you know, take into consideration, what about my life is happening right now or has happened that's been difficult for me, that, you know, I feel lost, I'm in a struggle. What in your life? And maybe it's a death, maybe it's a breakup of a relationship, maybe it's a disappointment at work, you know, because losses, they leave a hole in you, you know, sometimes a pretty big one. And they disconnect you from your spirit, your energy, and, you know, and often, you know, the energy just drains right out of you through that hole. And I think, you know, for a minute that, you know, think for a minute, have you had any losses that might be doing that to you, or big disappointments, or maybe even a frightening experience? You know, that certainly can do it. You know, for example, I was talking to a client, you know, a couple weeks ago since we last met, and he works for an investment firm, and he, you know, loved his job. He's been there for quite a while, and then his boss quit and went someplace else. He got a new boss, and his boss is just nitpicking him to death and just really making his life miserable, and has just taken his whole spark away, his mojo. He's really down, and so working on ways to get that up, some of the techniques that we're going to talk about. So things like this, it can put your, you know, it can put your spark out. It can make you doubt yourself, most importantly, and all of a sudden you're forced to deal with people, circumstances that are just very problematic, and that you can't find your flow. You don't feel good in your own energy anymore. And so it's important to look at those circumstances that might be holding you back, you know, or, you know, really they aren't good for you to stay in that type of energy. Maybe you're holding on to something that's run its course and needs to break up. You know, I deal with a lot of relationship readings and counseling that people stay in relationships that have really run their course and they need to end. As painful as it is, they really, for both parties, they need to end. So maybe that's an issue that you're holding on to something that needs to end. Or, you know, a shoe that just you're trying to get on, it just won't fit. Or you're forcing a condition that just isn't going to work. You're trying to force it. And so these things are common. And we do it for a lot of reasons. We do it out of loyalty. You know, or sometimes, you know, we gave someone our word, and we're gonna stick to it no matter what. We're gonna stay in this, stay in the situation, because we're afraid of, if we leave a situation, there's no replacement. So we just stay there and just get stuck and don't go anyplace and can't change our mojo at all. You know, and so think about this question. What am I holding on to? Or what am I feeling that I think I have to stay connected to? You know, that's not good for me. You know, think about that question. It's, you know, I'm holding on to this, but it's really not good for me. You know, give ponder on that. And write the answers down in your journal. And, you know, it's important that in order to get your fire burning again, your spark, that you get back to the truth. You know, who you are, get back to your authentic self. Back in touch with your higher self. And we hold on to things, we stay in things, not because it's what our spirit wants, but, you know, it's more that, you know, we feel that we don't have a choice. We have to do it. And as we're going to go over tonight, yeah, we have plenty of choices. You know, our ego and our intellect just don't want us to understand that. And it's a, you know, in this type of thing is very damaging. It's a very draining state of mind to stay in this, and it disconnects you from your spirit. You know, it disconnects you from your, it robs you of your joy is what it does. And so, you know, we want to get your spark back, you know, light that fire. And in order to do this, you need honesty, self-reflection, and courage, most of all. And what, to me, courage means a willingness to reconnect back to your heart and to get out of your mental state and to stop obsessing, you know, of your, you know, how things are, you know, stop obsessing about the negative. And, one of the things since we met is I was fortunate enough to finish a new book that should be coming out in August, Discover the Power Within You. And I talk about in depth connecting to your heart space and forgiveness and how you can really reconnect. And that's where it's at. So that's where we want to be. And so to me, as I said, courage means reconnecting to your heart, you know, to get out of your mental state, stop obsessing and the mental state, you know, get out of the funk. And so take some time over the next week or so and write down all the things that you feel, be honest, you feel are robbing you of your spark. Just pay attention and notice, you know, and be honest. In the morning when you get up, you go to your quiet space or your altar if you put one together, and just, you know, write in your journal those things. And they may be relationship dynamics that you're trapped in, you know, fighting, bickering with someone that you just aren't getting along with. It might be resentments that you hold from the past with other people, that you're connected to a situation where you don't, this is a big one, where you don't feel appreciated. You know, you don't think people appreciate what you do, this business, family, whatever. And, you know, or another one is you're giving too much. You feel like I'm doing all the giving and I'm not getting anything back. You feel that way? Sure. Yeah. And, you know, I have no choice in the matter. And that's about something that you're doing that's just not in your heart anymore, that you need to end. And so write down the things that have occurred, you know, the losses, the changes, the disappointments, the betrayals, the frustrations. Just write all those things down. Just be honest. And just take a minute and notice how much energy those things are draining from you. You're just taking your life force right away. And it's causing you to doubt yourself those things and not feel good about yourself. And you feel powerless, like so many of us do. And just notice, you know, all these circumstances are very persuasive. They really have, they're strong on our minds, our intellects, and our ego. And, you know, those thoughts that we have, those negative thoughts can be very, very real. And those emotions can be, feel like, you know, they're telling you the truth, but they're not telling you the truth. They're not. And they're just thoughts or just emotions. They're just experiences that you can change. And, you know, you have the power in your spirit to pull yourself out. Begin to remember that all of us have a creative spirit. You have a wonderful creative spirit that wants the best for you, wants the best for all of us. And you have the power of free will, the ability to make new choices. And it's, you know, and while it's difficult to let go of a lot of these things, it's scary because our intellect and our egos don't want us to do it, wants to hold on to things. You know, it's important to be honest, acknowledge, ask yourself, have you had enough? You know, have you had enough of that, of what's not working? You know, you make that decision. And have you felt frustrated enough to make a decision? You know, have you felt sad enough? Have you felt powerless enough? Have you felt disappointed enough? You know, have you felt angry enough to finally reach a point where you say, enough's enough, you know, no more. This isn't worth it to me anymore to make a change. And it's not worth robbing me of my life, my joy. It's not worth robbing me of my vitality, my confidence. And, you know, because until you've had enough, you're in your own way until you've had enough. And so if you've had enough, you know, over the next week, you know, pay attention and allow yourself to feel the experiences that are causing you to put your mojo, lose that mojo, put your fire out, lose your spark. You know, really pay attention to those and be present when you're in them. Whether, you know, it's a frustrating argument that you're having with somebody, or you're going to a job that you just don't want to go to, that you don't enjoy, no matter what it is, once again, you know, you're revisiting the past when that happens. and you're consumed with what happens. So tell yourself, I have a choice. You know, I do have a choice, and I can change, you know, what's happening. You know, I can change, you know, I can change who I am. I can't change other people, but I can change who I am. And this is the biggest key to getting your spark back, your mojo back, is it's making that decision that you've had enough. And nobody can make it for any one of us. We have to make it ourselves that I've had enough of this. And every time you feel yourself back in that energy where you feel so powerless, so demoralized, you know, stop, take a breath. I like to say pump the brakes. And, you know, pump the brakes in your mind, in your emotions, get grounded. Take a look around, notice things, distract your mind for a minute, notice what's in front of you. The wall, you know, the floor, the windows, flowers, the dog. And remember to yourself, you know, I have a choice. You know, I do have a choice. And I don't have to do this. I don't want to do this anymore. I've had enough. And another technique that works very, very well is if you can put an alarm on either your watch or set the alarm on your phone. And once set it for every hour. Every hour when that alarm goes off, you know, recognize what you're involved in. It'll snap you out of it. Just recognize every hour. Set that. And, you know, are you involved in experiences that lift you up? You know, involved in thoughts that, you know, that lift you up? Are you involved in the present moment, present time, and not thinking about the past or the future, just present? And, you know, when I'm doing that, okay, or am I in a mood or an energy that's, you know, that's robbing me of my joy, robbing me of my self-confidence, you know, my energy, robbing me of my peace of mind? You know, just really notice every hour. Try that. Just try that for a week. You'll see a big difference. You really will. And if you can't, if you can, write it down in your journal, you know, and take a breath, relocate yourself back to the present moment. And just say to yourself out loud, this is not for me anymore. Remember, we've talked about a lot about our subconscious mind, how that responds when we say things out loud. This is not for me anymore. You know, I choose not to do this anymore. It's not who I am. And if you can walk away from circumstances that are draining you in the moment, in present time, then, you know, then the physical energies, you walk away. You walk away from those negative energies that are draining you. And the most important thing as you walk away is to take a breath and begin to remind yourself that I am making a new choice. You know, I'm not doing, you know, I'm doing something different now. I'm going to change it. And, you know, you say to yourself, I matter. Life matters. My joy matters. You know, my spirit matters. I am the top priority right now. We don't do that enough. That, you know, I matter, you know, I'm the priority, it's me, not someone else. So try over the next couple of weeks, and, you know, and you'll begin to feel that you're getting your energy back. Feel every time that you make a choice, walk away, disconnect, you're going to feel a difference. You're going to feel your power, your spirit coming back when you do that. You'll be amazed when that happens. And even if it's just to physically move into another room, just get up and move into another room. It gets a little bit more your fire back just to get up and move. Your spirit, your life force, your creativity, your power back.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening. Come back and listen to any of Joe's podcasts as often as you'd like. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information on how to reawaken the voice of your spirit, visit joeloveiw.com.